1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The president of Columbia University, Manoush Shafiq, has resigned.
She faced sharp criticism in her handling of campus-wide protests of the Israel-Hamas war that became a national symbol, including allegations that she didn't do enough to protect Jewish students on campus and later bruising criticism in an appearance on Capitol Hill. Presidents of Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania have also previously resigned in the wake of protests on their campuses.
ABC's Lindsay Davis. Vice President Harris will be joined by President Biden tomorrow at a campaign event in Prince George's County, Maryland, where they'll talk about their work to lower costs for Americans. Hurricane Ernesto could be Category 3 strength by the time it reaches Bermuda. It left damage and flooding to Puerto Rico, where nearly half of the island is without power. Award-winning actress Jenna Rollins has died at the age of 94. Stocks closed higher today. This is ABC News. Communications technology company Cisco says it will lay off 7% of its global workforce, shifting its focus to artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. The California-based company already announced a 5% reduction back in February. There's nothing but time for two of the astronauts aboard the International Space Station.
NASA is still considering turning to SpaceX for help bringing home Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore if Boeing's Starliner is not able. In a new update, NASA says it should have data to review next week to decide how they'll get home. The two astronauts planned on staying about a week. It's now been over 2 months and could be much longer, says NASA's Joe Acaba.
If Butch and Sonny do not come home on Starliner and they are kept aboard the station, they will have about 8 months on orbit.
That would mean not coming home until next year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An investigation into Tesla suspension failures has come to a close without a recall. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Listen, feel, experience, dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mad Unity, the show that celebrates all aspects of electronic music and DJ culture here in Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, a trip down memory lane to that one time I played a disco house set on the air. We are actually approaching our one-year anniversary, and we'll be throwing a party in Ruby in downtown Madison. So we are going back through old archives and playing some of our favorites. Enjoy! We'll be right back.
I'll be pushing on. I'm not afraid to Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Mad Unity. We want to thank Jeff K again for coming by and spending the evening with us. Next week, we have Paul Gordon and myself spinning Acid House Techno. And we have some other very special guests. So tune back in. And thank you for listening. There you have it, our trip down memory lane from almost a year ago. We are actually not having the guests that we mentioned towards the end of that set, but we will be having a party at Ruby in downtown Madison. Your Mad Unity hosts, me, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, and Mycelial Flow will be doing very special sets for that night. It's a Wednesday, September 18th. Stay tuned to this show and get more details on how you can attend. Follow us on the socials at Mad Unity Radio, especially Instagram, where we'll be posting the link to get your free tickets for that night. Coming up on the second hour, my latest drum and bass mix called Aura Tech. I had a lot of fun recording this one, so I hope you enjoy it. Just on the other side. For now, I leave you with one of my co-host Frequency's originals. Let's go!
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the Allball Show as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.